Agenda item number six, William Edwards.
Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. Mr. William S. Edwards is requesting authorization to install 2 3-foot-wide by 12-foot-long piers and 6 mooring piles to create two additional boat rental boat slips in an existing commercial marina along Edwards Creek at 768 South Bay Haven Drive in Matthews County. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. The project is located on Gwynn's Island, which is located at the mouth of the Yankatank River. This is the Rappahannock River here and Mob Jack Bay to give you a point of reference. The project location is circled in red along Edwards Creek, which is a tributary to Milford Haven. This is an aerial photo of the project area. The proposed piers are kind of outlined here in red, and the protest is located here. In a letter to the VMRC, the protestant stated concerns to the aesthetics of the area, and in also in phone conversations with staff, he indicated he was concerned about impacts to his riparian area and his ability to navigate to and from his pier. I would point out that the distance between Mr. Savage's pier, the protestant, to the existing infrastructure of Mr. Edwards' facility is approximately 80 feet, which is about the same length as Mr. Savage's pier as well. The lot that the Mr. Edwards facility is located on is zoned commercial and is within the regulations for Matthews County. This is an older aerial. I just want to kind of point out that Mr. Edwards has been improving the facility. Late in 2014, he removed this pier and reinstalled this bulkhead with VMRC permitting authority. The facility here has been here for several years, and looking back at old aerials, it's been there since at least 1992. Also, with this older aerial, you can kind of see that there is some deeper water leading out to Edwards Creek, so no dredging should be required for the project. This is a plan view drawing showing the location of the two piers here and here. This is the bulkhead that's been rebuilt. This is a cross-sectional drawing showing the piers and their extension from the existing bulkhead, 12 feet for the length of the pier, an additional 6 feet for a mooring pile. The water depths at mean low water should be approximately 2 feet, which should allow the mooring of moderately sized vessels there. This is a ground shot of the rebuilt bulkhead, and the piers will be located in this approximate area here. This is a ground shot from a different angle. Again, the piers will be located in this general area, and here in the distance, you can see Mr. Savage's existing private pier. VMRC conducted a public review process. Several state agencies were contacted for public review. Department of Conservation and Recreation had no issues with the project. VDH shellfish sanitation, no additional shellfish condemnation would be required as a result of the additional slips, so they were in favor of the project. The VDH Marina Program has issued all the required authorization for the facility to operate the marina. And no other comments or public objection were received as a result of the public review process. In summary, staff is sensitive to Mr. Savage's concerns regarding the impacts to the aesthetics of his property and potential encroachments of his riparian area. The parcel is owned by Mr. Edwards, has been zoned commercial by the County of Matthews, and has been in operation for several years. Staff feels the addition of 2 boat slips does not constitute a large increase in the ongoing activities for the facility. After review of aerial photography and Matthews County parcel map, staff is of the opinion the proposed slips do not interfere with the access to and from Mr. Savage's property from the water. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
With the proposed piers in relation to the existing piers, which in this photo has two boats sitting on it, what's the distance between, you mentioned 80 feet from, I think, the existing, where the boats are there, the existing structure to Mr. Savage's pier. What's the distance between the proposed new piers and Mr. Savage's?
Oh, at least 100 feet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is the applicant present?
The applicant is represented by their agent.
Okay. Be happy to hear from one or the or both.
The agent contacted
the applicant. Well, please come forward then, Matt. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Patricia Ryan.
Is there anything else you'd like the commission to know?
I would like to say that Mr. Edwards' father did also operate this as a marina since the 1930s. And as Mr. Johnson said, the Planning and Zoning Commission of Matthews has zoned this property commercial. I really have nothing further to add. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Based on, I guess, staff's recommendation that the proposed piers do not encroach any further than the existing pier structure, it seems like the protestant still has ingress into his pier, and that seems reasonable. And I'm sensitive to the fact that there are aesthetic concerns, but it seems to be operated as a marina facility in the past and also is zoned commercial. So it seems like a reasonable application. I would make a motion to accept staff recommendation and approval of the project as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. This project is approved.